A big deal for you and some folks in your district. There's a lot of help being provided for those in Kansas who are undergoing a lot of wildfires right now.
Yes, our neighbors in Kansas are definitely going through a lot of trying times with these wildfires. About 70% of Clark County had burned because of grass fires, and in Kansas alone, they had grass fires that burned an estimated 651,000 acres in Kansas. That is a lot of farm ground. And so I know Missouri and Kansas have been big rivals, whether it's been competing for businesses or our sports teams or universities for many years, but we've really had a lot of Missourians that have shown a lot of compassion to help out our farmers and our Kansas citizens over in Kansas. They've donated a lot of hedge posts, spools of fencing wire, and hay in order to help them out. We've had a lot of people from, whether it's been Livingston County, Grundy County, Mercer County, or even Osage and Marys County, have put together truckloads of these supplies to take them to Kansas and try and help them out. It's really a sad story when you hear about just the cattle being burned, 5,000 to 6,000 head of cattle, and then all those acres, 651,000 acres that burned in Kansas.
This is one of those situations where it's not just the short term of the fires themselves, but the aftermath of all the carnage afterwards.
That's right. It will take years for Kansas to recover. I mean, will the grass grow again? Yes, the grass will grow again, but just the devastating financial loss for a lot of these Kansas farmers will be devastating on them for many years to come. And so it's been a light of hope to see many of our Missouri farmers and Missouri citizens help out our neighbors over in Kansas.
Legislatively, the remaining third of session is coming up, the final 6 weeks. Still a lot of things to go between now and May 12th.
Yes, we have a lot of big ticket items still on the table that we're trying to work through. Number one being the budget. The House should vote out the entire budget from the House chamber next week. And then I, as a member of the Senate Appropriations Committee, will take a look at the House recommendations and probably have some of my own recommendations, which will differ a little bit from my House colleagues. So that will be one of the big things. We have to have the budget done by Friday, May 5th. I think that's still very attainable and doable, but we will definitely have to have some long nights working on the budget and trying to craft a balanced budget that best represents the priorities of not only my district, District 21, but of the state of Missouri.
What are some of the other issues that you're taking a look at between now and then?
Yeah, some of the other big issues will be Real ID. We've talked about that in length before, about having a Real ID compliant ID, so you will be able to travel on an airplane and use your Missouri driver's license in January 2018. If we don't pass anything under current federal law, Missourians would not be able to use their standard Missouri driver's license to travel on an airplane starting in January. Some of the other big ticket items will be prescription drug monitoring program, the PDMP, in order to create a database for people that are using opioids, and I have some genuine concerns about that bill. Prevailing wage is another bill that will be coming up. Currently under prevailing wage law, many of our counties, whether it's a rural school or a city or a county, when they build a building and have to pay prevailing wage, many times they're having to use prevailing wage rates from Jackson County, which are a lot more than typically people are paid in these rural counties, and that increases the cost of the project about 30% or more. Paycheck protection is another big bill that we'll look at. Paycheck protection basically just requires authorization for certain labor unions to use dues and fees to make political contributions, and then requires consent for withholding earnings from the paychecks. It would require the union member to just sign a release form annually that says the union can take dues out of their paycheck and then use those dues for political purposes. Another bill that we've debated so far is what we call the transportation network companies. Many people know these companies such as Uber or Lyft, and to put a general statewide framework on these transportation network companies to make sure that people that are using those types of transportation have a safe ride and the drivers are adequately checked on their background. And then, of course, education. We've got some education reform bills that we've looked at. One of mine is the virtual public schools, which would allow students to enroll in a virtual public school that's sponsored by a public school in the state of Missouri in order to take classes from home, and then also an online course access. In many of the rural schools across my district, it's hard to find a teacher to teach physics or chemistry or calculus or French or Spanish many times as well. This would allow those students in the rural districts that don't have those type of teachers to take an online course so they would have access to some of those upper level courses as well.